got one today. Yeah, what? We got a complaint? What line? Oh, God. Somebody didn't like the joke I told? Why is Johnny Riggins like a... No, wait, that was nothing to do with... No, it's just a joke. No, it doesn't reflect on the ability of Riggins. Where is that guy? Buddy, it was a joke, buddy.
You shouldn't say things like that. I mean, they did good all year.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
I know.
You don't get it.
Yeah, I get it.
You don't even get it.
Yeah, I do.
What's the humor in that joke? Explain that joke to me.
Explain the joke to you.
Yeah. Why is John Riggins like a garbage truck?
Why he's like a garbage truck?
Because he's got three of the indigenous population hanging off his back.
Right.
Explain the joke. Why is that funny?
Why is it funny?
Yeah. You don't even get the joke. All you heard was Riggins and garbage truck, and right away you jump on me. You see, that's the fanaticism. That has nothing to do with it. It's a joke. I'm not impugning the integrity of John Riggins. You see that? You got to think. You got to engage brain before opening yap.
Okay, tell me truthfully. Have you been cutting on the Redskins today? I mean, not really. Not.
You see that? No, wait a minute. You called up because you thought I was cutting on Riggo.
Yes.
I was telling a joke. You see, that's the kind of blind dedication that's causing the Redskins to dump on us.
Right.
We're like trolls. We're mindless idiots. We just sit there bubbling saliva at the corners of our mouth, and we demand nothing. It's no wonder they dump on us. We're not worthy of their respect.
Yeah.
The only thing we're worthy of is their great contempt, because we've been acting like bleary-eyed Hare Krishnas.
And
you, sir, are a typical example.
Deserve a whole lot of respect.
What about us? What do we deserve?
Respect?
Huh? Don't we deserve respect?
Yes.
Then how do you explain that spectacle at the airport yesterday?
Excuse me?
How do you explain that spectacle at the airport yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah. When the plane landed and these people were waiting out 2 hours in the cold and nobody even looked at them. Except for Joe Gibbs.
I tell you, though, I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there. I'll be proud. I'll be bold.
Suppose they don't wave out of the bus. Suppose they just drive by like they did last year.
If they just drive by, then they'll drive by.
Oh, my God. But, hey, it's too bad the SS isn't around. You'd be a prime candidate for Oberfuhrer.
Which